new Nuclear Coffee Podcast.
Hey, what is up, guys? It's Asylum here, hanging out with Satchmo Games.
Up here with our new guests,
Hunter and Brandon Law, the Law Brothers, laying the law.
That's right.
What's up, guys? Nice to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having
us.
We're coming back from a monstrous night last night. You guys had a match that really went the distance.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 25 minutes, I think.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah. We got some great highlights from it because I have the whole thing recorded that I put into a vlog that I'm actually uploading right now to my personal channel for like a daily vlog. So we're just gonna slam out some questions with you guys. How different is it wrestling as brothers compared to just going in and wrestling someone that you have no relationship with at all?
Well, to me, wrestling someone that I'm familiar with and someone that I know, it's weird in wrestling because the more you know someone, a little bit harder you can hit, you know what I mean? A little
bit,
you can lay it in there a little bit more, and we're on the same page, you know. I much rather wrestle someone that I know, but I mean, I'll wrestle anybody, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But that's the difference, is you have more of a chemistry, and it kind of gives better matches.
You understand what they can take,
yeah,
and that chemistry's already there, being brothers, so
right, yeah, exactly.
You know? So, I mean, sometimes we're all even on the same page, you know, wrestling-wise. So, you know, we'll go for the same thing. You know, it's just natural.
Yeah, and you guys are probably used to beating up on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
all our lives.
we see this from the busted lip.
Yeah.
Yep.
The busted lip and the giant
forehead.
giant mark on my head from him stepping on it.
Yeah.
So, what style of wrestling do you guys favor? More of a brawler, technical?
For me, I think I like adapt to my opponent. It depends. Like, so I love technical wrestling. I can get down with technical wrestling, but you know, you can't do that with everyone. To try to have exciting matches, it depends on what's on the card. So if somebody's already doing the technical stuff, I'll try to be different. You know, I'll try to have a different style of match than something. So to me, it just kind of depends on the opponent. But I feel like I can kind of wrestle any style. As far as my favorite, yeah, that's hard. I just like kicking people in the face. You know, that's my thing.
Yeah, I'm a variety. I can do whatever you need me to do, or high flying, technical, things like that. So I'm pretty much in general.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of like getting people to yell at me.
Right. I have to say that as a heel, you really work it, man. I absolutely love that.
I appreciate that, man. I'm much more comfortable at what I'm doing now.
Right. And then you can tell because it totally works.
Yeah.
In the future, any possibility of a face turn?
We'll see. I mean, it depends. You know, I don't mind taking shortcuts.
You guys got to swap roles.
Yeah.
You're
coming
heel, breaking those girls' hearts, man.
Come on, man. You can't, Brandon. You can't be the John Cena.
that would be worse than Hogan's turn, man. That's that'd be so much worse.
So I have a question that might start some beef.
All right.
And I want to open it by saying I had seen your videos before, so I knew how you wrestled, your style. Last night was the first time that I saw you wrestle, and I have to say I'm very impressed. Who do you think is the better wrestler out of the two of you?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I think I'm on a whole different level than what Brandon's on. No offense, Brandon, but I'm just confident in my abilities, so I think, of course, I'm the better wrestler.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that. Of course, I'm going to say myself, so, I mean, the results said last night, so.
That is true. We're not saying you went for the injured knee.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of man goes after another man's injury?
Yeah,
your own brother.
People call me a bad guy, and he's going to exploit an injury.
I have it on camera. You're screaming, and he's just pressing it with a smile.
Right.
And he's supposed to be the face.
Yeah, and the only reason I tap my hand to the mat is because, well, I don't want to go through another knee surgery.
Yeah.
So I'm the smart one here, you know?
How was that? How long was recovery?
That was, it took me about 8 months, but then right when I was coming back to wrestle, I got a kidney stone and I had to have another surgery, so I was out for another month. So technically it took me 9 months, but I was ready for N8.
Right.
Damn, dude.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
So, Who are y'all biggest inspirations?
Ooh, Chris Jericho, Sting, Shawn Michaels, and Edge. Edge by far is one of my favorites of all time.
Most definitely.
Yeah, my top two is Shawn Michaels and Edge. Like, Shawn Michaels was my guy. My uncle tells the story of when he babysit me, he put on the Iron Man match, and I would just be captivated for an hour. He could take a nap and stuff. I wouldn't move. I'd just be watching the Iron Man match. And then when Shawn got hurt, and, you know, watching Edge come up, and then it was one of the, my favorite memories is we went to a Raw in the, at the Cajun Dome. It was Edge and Shawn Michaels in the main event, street fight, and that was awesome. Wow. So my two favorite guys going at it, I was going crazy.
That's excellent, man. What do you think of the new Chris Jericho run?
Oh, that's great. I feel like this is some of his best work.
Yes,
I agree.
Totally.
He's always elevating his character and himself. So it's genius.
So much charisma. So much.
He's the man. Like I've been on like a real reading kick lately, so I read like his like three of his books because I knew his fourth one was coming out.
I think it's out already.
Yeah, I need to go pick that up. But I read like his first three in like a month, like recently this summer. So hopefully I'll get that. No is a four letter word. I think it's a go.
You know, put a plug in for that.
Yeah, shout out to Jericho.
Yeah,
maybe he'll get you guys on his podcast.
Yeah,
I don't mean to list. I'm talking about him.
So. What do you guys do conditioning wise to stay in shape and wrestling form?
Well, so I've been trying to get him to do the same thing, but I want to go and train in Japan and do the dojos and stuff, and they put you through a lot of, you know, a lot of squats, a lot of push-ups, a lot of sit-ups. So I do 500 squats, 500 push-ups, 500 sit-ups every day.
Woo!
It's become my routine. Like, I'll wake up before I eat breakfast. I'll do all that. I'll stretch real good and do that.
So you're hammering 500 push-ups in one time. This isn't throughout the day.
No,
this
yeah.
just in one sitting.
Yeah, this is like it takes me like an hour and a half, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it's like anything, you make it a routine and you're good to go, you know.
Yeah. And I would strictly lift weights, but for the last maybe few weeks, I've been trying to focus on more conditioning-wise because if you can't go in the ring, I mean,
Stamina's a bitch.
Yeah, it's just a lot different than 20 minutes on a treadmill.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can stop on the treadmill anytime you want. So yeah, he's been hammering me, try to, you know, focus on, like, it's called the deck of cards. So I've been, like I said, 500 push-ups, 500 squats, things like that. So
yeah, I like to mix it up, you know. So the ace will be something, the spades will be something, diamonds will be something.
Oh,
and then,
I see.
If you do the deck four times, the way I do it, it will equal to 500, and then I'll either like do jumping jacks or burpees for the fourth one, you know.
Right.
So it works. I mean, I was good last night. Yeah, I wrestled 20 minutes. I could wrestle a 30-minute match.
Dude,
like,
that match went the distance.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my arm was shaking and burning. I'm trying to hold my arm like, oh.
There was one match last night. I saw there was a competitor. He looked like he gassed out really early.
Oh man!
Was it the beginning? Was it the beginning?
We don't want to throw anyone.
Yeah, we don't want to throw anybody.
But I'm just gonna say it was Dark Horse.
Oh no!
Yeah, he just looked really gassed, but he was wrestling against a freaking tank.
Yeah,
that dude was a monster.
Yeah, I think
that guy is massive.
If anything, there might have been an intimidation because Bordell's been around, and that's a beast of a man.
Yeah,
right,
that guy's
there,
insane.
So.
Oh yeah.
But together, I mean, they had some moments where it was like, wow, when they would both collide, you know, and they wouldn't fall. That was awesome.
Yeah.
How much more of the Law Brothers saga do we get to see? How long is this going to go on for? When will you guys finally squash the beef?
I honestly don't think it'll ever end.
Really?
Yeah. I honestly don't think. We've been beefing since we were kids, so I honestly, it's just a whole nother level. So I really don't think it'll end.
You don't ever see that opening it up, you guys squash it, and then tag out, tag teams, Law.
You know, I'm not too sure, because, I mean, obviously, I think I'm the absolute best.
Right.
And he doesn't agree with that, so that's kind of a problem. I need him to agree with that, so we'll see how long it lasts, but, you know, it's been real cool.
Yeah.
Well, you guys got a claim for gold.
Yeah.
Right,
speaking on that, when you said New Japan, I hear that there's going to be a new dojo opening up in Los Angeles. Would you guys consider that?
I would love it. That's a dream, you know. I would love to train in the Japanese style and learn all that. That would be awesome to me. I went to the Harley Race Camp last week and got to train with those guys a little bit.
Oh,
so
nice.
it was cool. got to train with New Japan, Ring of Honor, and then Steve Corino, who's a coach in NXT, came by, and we learned how WWE does their thing. So it was a cool learning experience, but yeah, I would love to get in those dojos somehow, you know?
Yeah, dude. I mean,
try to weasel my way in there.
Once you're in, you're in.
Right.
Speaking on WWE, I don't know if you guys heard, but they recently issued a cease and desist to the Young Bucks. They're not allowed to say suck it anymore. Oh, how do you feel about this? I understand that, like, as the WWE, it was kind of made popular by your people, so yeah, you do own, like, creative licensing for it, but it's just a word at the end of the day.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's freedom of speech.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the Young Bucks. So,
me too.
I don't know, I'll just keep my comments.
Because I saw that they were throwing puns out on their they do a show on YouTube.
Oh, Being the Elite. Yeah. Yeah.
So they're doing all these puns where, like, anytime they say suck it, it gets beeped out.
Yeah, so. Speaking of Being the Elite, how is Adam Cole in NXT? I thought he died on the...
He did die. But they revived him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's what they're doing with Being the Elite, and I think it's just hilarious. They put, like, little notes from the WWE, and it's like, we can take anyone at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If they got the money.
That is
right.
True.
That's right.
What is your biggest pet peeve for one another?
Oh, that's a good one.
He talks about himself a lot.
Anytime I could talk about myself or talk about wrestling, I'm cool. Yeah, really. But as far as pet peeve, I just don't like the fact that he thinks he can... You know, go toe to toe with me, and you know, last night he may have come out the victor, but I'm gonna say he exploited a previous injury. I think he stooped to a new low. Like I'll take a shortcut every now and then, but there's some things I just won't do.
Well, I mean, if you go back to June, you put my head through a table, knocked me out completely, had to call the match off. So it's kind of, and in the radio station, I mean, you kind of were asking
injury. I mean, that there's a little bad boy streak coming through.
Yeah, that is a little bad boy streak.
Yeah, I said it, man. After that match in June, it's going to be a wrath. And right. I feel like I showed a little bit of it last night.
So. We're uncovering the mystery of Brandon Law.
We watched you drop a monstrous elbow drop. And I'm talking like you caught some major
air
on this thing.
Major air.
I did a gif for you on your super kick. I'm turning that into a gif also. Yeah. I did not forget about you.
I appreciate that, man. I got to see it.
It's big.
Awesome.
So yeah, with you guys living in Florida, doing it out there, what's the biggest thing you guys miss about Louisiana?
Man, I hate living in the city, to be quite honest. there's so much traffic and everything there. Like, man, I miss living in the country. Like, I miss home, you know, I miss family and friends. But I'm doing what I love, so it's kind
of...
Yeah, of course.
It weighs itself out.
Yeah. When I'm wrestling, it's cool, but when I go back home, you know, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
When I come back to Louisiana, it's like, man, this is a great place,
you appreciate it so much more. And, like, I plan on moving back here, you know, down the road.
Right.
And, you know, just you miss family, friends, because food especially. I don't even need the seafood down in Florida. I don't even trust it. Like, you want seafood, go down South Louisiana.
Right.
I might have to stay away, though, because I think that was a big reason why I wasn't in shape when I lived here. You know, now I'm in pretty good shape. I need to stay on this diet I'm doing.
The food down here, man. Yes.
Saw that tuna and rice, man.
See, where do you guys plan to be in the next 5 years?
5 years. I just hope to be wrestling on a much bigger level. I hope to be which I hopefully will be, which I'm sure that will be the case because you get better as you go along. But I just hope to be the extremely better version of myself as a performer, as a wrestler. And that's if I'm that much better and that you know, who knows where I can be, you know, that. So I don't want to set out a specific goal. I'll take it as it comes. I just want to get better and get better.
Exactly.
And then I can't be denied if I'm, you know what I mean?
That is true.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Own the skill.
Yeah.
Definitely want to be on one of the name brands.
I need you guys to get on TV.
We've actually
I'm trying to search videos now, and I'm like, where are
we? We've actually had people that we've actually wrestled with out in Tampa that wrestle for Impact now.
Oh, really?
Really?
So, yeah, there's a couple of them. So they're doing their things. And people that have also debuted for NXT. I think State Line, they wrestled Heavy Machinery.
Mm-hmm. Did some work, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Silvio wrestled on NXT.
So we've, there's attention out in Florida. So we just just well, gotta keep getting better, man.
That kind of goes back to the home question, is that you want to be a wrestler, and it just can't happen here because we don't have it here.
Right. It's definitely not in this area either.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere you go is in Florida. It's like, oh, there's a promotion here, a promotion here. So you can't be seen quick. And Orlando's right there, so.
Right.
Like, where you're with wrestling with last night, Elevate, that's out of New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really don't have anything out here near the Lafayette area.
Right, and so hopefully we'll be able to do something more in this area, you know, and bring wrestling here. Because last night, I mean, for a first show during football season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It had wasn't a good turnout. Yeah. You know?
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
I was impressed with that.
Your sister and brother-in-law were going
to
make
it. Yeah, they were supposed to go, and then he was like, oh, the game's on, we can't go. And I'm like, look.
Who'd they play last night?
Chattanooga.
Yeah, like, are you worried about
Chattanooga? That's a given win. Chattanooga should never show up.
It wasn't like an SEC game.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Any new matches coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too sure what's on the horizon. I know this guy's got a big match for Tampa Bay Pro Wrestling, which I'm currently suspended from.
Ooh,
yeah.
A little bit of heat.
Should have super kicked a girl if you went at that problem.
Hey,
taking you lost like a man.
Heard about this?
Taking you lost like a man.
Yeah, what's she asking for?
Well, you see, I was this is another thing. This is all Brandon's fault. I was in a match earlier in the night, and this guy decided to come and ruin that matchup. So, of course, I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm steaming. And they had a ladies' match, and it was her first match. She was the new graduate, and Brandon's the first graduate of the Tampa Bay Academy. Okay. So she lost, so Brandon and Jay decide to go and give her some words of encouragement, you know. And I'm sitting back there. I'm steaming. And I just had enough of it, and I decided to slide in that ring, and I was going to kick Brandon's head off. But as soon as she turned around, I saw an opportunity to make a statement, and I think that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Well, that goes back to what I said earlier. Back in June, our last match, you taking me out and medically suspending me for a whole month, you had to know when I was coming back for it. Yeah. So,
hey.
Happens. But to answer your question, we're supposed to wrestle in Georgia. I don't think against each other, but it was supposed to be on the 16th, I think it was, in Pavo, Georgia, for NWA Southeastern Presents Gridiron. Not sure who my opponent would be yet, but with this hurricane, I'm not sure what's going to happen. On the 24th of September, I'm actually wrestling for the world title at Tampa Bay Pro. Against Troy Hollywood, his
former tag partner. Shout out to Troy Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about him. He's still suspended.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take that goal. So.
How long are you suspended for?
I don't know. Like, they're taking money out of my pocket, food off my table. I think it's disgusting, to be quite honest.
On Tampa Bay, that's
he had to come back home to eat.
Yeah.
That's disgusting on Tampa Bay's part.
He had to come home to eat. Now look what's happening. There's a hurricane. God forbid. You know, hopefully everyone's all right. But, man.
Yeah, prayers going out to everybody on Tampa. So
I think it's huge.
Yeah, so I've been having to travel just to put food on my table because this guy and Jay Lethal and Tampa Bay's kind of, you know, taking money out of my pocket.
How are you going to treat the absolute best?
Right.
Like that's the question.
Right. Without me, I mean, come on, guys. Like,
respect.
So let's see. So is it eat, sleep, drink, wrestling all the time? Or is there any room for hobbies for your downtime to wind down?
Well, working out is considered with the wrestling part. A big college football fan. I'm an Alabama Crimson Tide fan. I might get heat for that, but Roll Tide. So Saturdays, if I'm not wrestling, I'm enjoying college football on the big screen. So that's a big, pretty big hobby for me. And the beach. We have beaches all around us, so I like to go enjoy some rays. Things like that. So
yeah, I live 5 miles from the beach. I never go. It's pretty much eat, sleep, breathe wrestling for me. Right. If anything, maybe I'll pick up the guitar and play guitar a little bit.
Yeah,
you know? Haven't been as much as I'd like to, but you know, if I'm not working out or training, I'm wrestling. I'm watching wrestling and studying or wrestling somewhere in some town. So it's, for me, at this point, it's pretty much all wrestling.
Yeah.
Which I'm not mad about. I love it. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to do it to get better.
Right.
And when it's something that you love, it's not really, you don't look at it as strenuous work.
Yeah, it's just, no, like it, it's my hobby, it's my passion, it's my career, you know, it's everything all right. in one. So it's
right where you want to be.
Yeah, it's everything.
You know? If you want, you gotta go get it. You know,
yeah, that's true. It will not come to you.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
So you got any questions?
I ran through mine pretty solidly. You had a whole.
A whole slew of them.
That's what I'm saying. We were the most prepared for this podcast ever. Awesome. So, if you had to close it out with any words of other people who wanted to get into it and start, what would you say to them?
You get what you put in. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I feel about it. And if you want it, you just got to go after it. Like I did. I moved. I felt like I wasn't getting enough out of wrestling over here.
Yeah.
So I had to. I moved 12 hours away. To a place where I didn't know a single soul, just to become a better wrestler, become a better performer, and it's paying off, in my opinion.
Right? Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah.
And if you ever have a dream, go for it. Never sleep on it. And put in the work, and the results pay off.
Definitely. Nice. Definitely.
Well, I see you guys going very far, very, very good places in this industry because I love watching both of you wrestle. Brandon, I'm very impressed with you seeing you for the first time last night.
Thank you.
So I'll continue to watch you guys, and we thank you.
Thank you
for giving us some of your time.
Yeah, you know, of course.
I understand you guys got stuff to do. Y'all are down here. You got family to see. We can't hold you, but we appreciate the time that you did give us.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Thank y'all absolutely. For coming out last night, too. So.
Before we go, I want to take a legendary Hunter Law chop.
Mm. Oh, man.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, you sure about that, man?
Ooh. Oh, give me the camera, man. I'll film it.
Let's go ahead. I'm just getting a view of from last night.
Oh, yeah. Let's see the scars, the battle scars, because... Oh, he's still... Oh.
Show the arm, man.
His arm was all... It was purple last night.
So, disregard that tattoo.
He is no longer vegan.
So is it easier with a shirt on, or should I just take it off?
Take it off. If you're going to take a legendary chop, it's got to be off.
Oh, man. All right, so put your head back, all right, because I don't want to stand a little bit this way. All right, there we go, so I can put some leg into it. Are you ready?
Woo! Nice!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can feel that.
You can feel that. Nice.
Oh, that was great.
That stung my
thank
hand,
you.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow!
All right, guys.
Thank you guys for coming out.
Great way to go.
Massively appreciate it.
No problem.
And, that's a Satchmo thing. I'm not taking
it. Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
And thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Remember, we drop these randomly, so we'll always be back dropping more. Ooh. And
the GIF that hand super print, too. Awesome.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, man.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you later. This is Satchmo.
And it's Asylum.
And we are out.